So we're still a little ways away from Halloween, but driving home yesterday, one of the neighbors down the street has, you know, giant skeleton coming out of the grass and is already all in on Halloween. Of course, at places like Home Depot, they put up decorations, I feel like, months ago. And
oh,
they're
yeah.
getting better and better.
And some of those are really expensive.
Yes.
I saw a really great werewolf on Park Street in Middleton.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, she's like, ah! I mean, it
you were
looks,
actually frightened?
It looks a little too real.
You know, they, for whatever reason, Lindsay was always horrified by the little Chucky guy. You know, with
the
overalls.
I can understand that.
And there's a decent sized one they're selling at Home Depot now that is like bigger than Matthew. And like, she's not aware that it's there. And I've like.
You try to like steer her away from it because you don't
she
want
her to. She just hasn't gone in there, but she would probably be scared. She just doesn't know that that's out there. Matthew saw it with me when we went in a home. That's just on a side note. It's so funny how. Do you remember this as a kid? Like during the day, you're brave. Like Matthew and I went into Home Depot and I'm like, dude, let's stay away from the giant Halloween things because I know those freak you out. No, Dad, I want to go. Then we go and we stare at it all. And then at night before bed, then he's scared
of
them.
He remembers it?
Yes. But I remember doing that too. But anyway, there is.
You sure it's not just a stall technique?
Oh, maybe. There's a, there is a Chucky that's fairly large that I've been really thinking about buying and just putting it in our bedroom. Is that nice?
Do you remember when my older brother bought me a talkie Tina from the Twilight Zone for Christmas?
Kind of. Remind me.
It's like a scary doll from the Twilight Zone.
Yes, I'm talking Tina, and I want to kill you.
Yeah, and this and it talked, but now it doesn't talk anymore, and it doesn't sit, which makes it hard to pose, which is stupid.
Hmm.
But anyway, it's just like he knows that scary dolls freak me out, and yet that's what he chose. Probably like cost more than $100 for that thing.
But the question is, why, once he gave it to you, why didn't you get rid of it? You were afraid, right?
Well, you can't. No, no, no. I mean, she did stop talking, so I think she might be a little afraid of me. Maybe.
7:15 at 105.5 Triple M.